VentureCast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Yes, you can build your resiliency, sales, grow from. Hi, this is Alan Meyer, and welcome to our podcast number 50. I am excited to be able to celebrate 50 podcasts, and this is the place where we try to demystify and simplify the sales process, salesiseasy.com, and we share lots of good knowledge and lots of good experience, so you salespeople out there can learn the secrets, learn the magic of sales, and truly believe that sales is actually easy. My name is Alan Meyer. I'm your host. I'm 29 years now in sales, first 10 years in Europe, rest of my career in North America. In the last 15 years, I delivered training on all six continents, and recently, lots of training I developed and delivered were all about mental toughness, grit, and of course, resilience. So let's dive into today's topic. Podcast number 50. I'm so excited about it. And the topic title is this. Yes, you can build your resilience in sales and grow from it. Resilient salespeople recover quickly from all the setbacks and they don't allow difficulties to hinder their success when selling, of course. So how does a salesperson become more resilient? I'm glad you asked. And also another question. Can you build your resilience in sales? Can you use resiliency to grow and succeed no matter what your customers are throwing at you, especially during pandemic? So let's take a step back and let me share something with you. Psychologists have determined that resiliency is a skill you can actually learn and grow. And once you learn what you need to be resilient, not just in sales, in life in general, of course, you can also improve. And then, you guess correctly, you can grow your expertise when it comes to resilience. So resiliency requires a commitment to improving yourself. And it all starts with us. Are we willing? The real question is actually what I'm always asking in my sales training is this. Do you believe, can you be better in your job? And if you answer yes, I'm sure you answered yes, then you are already trying to improve yourself. You will not be here otherwise, right? So specific actions and skills are needed to become and then to stay resilient in sales. No matter what kind of adversity you experience, no matter what your customers throw at you, you know that you are resilient and you possess mental toughness and grit, and then you build on that. So researchers have identified the following ways you can build and grow resiliency. I'll name these 8 points right now. So it starts with taking responsibility, seeing change as an opportunity, have goals, learn from success, and more importantly, learn from failure, get support, take action, be optimistic, and the last one is have patience. Let's go through these 8 ways one by one, and maybe you'll see how you can start building and growing your resiliency. So let's start with taking responsibility. Resilient salespeople understand that they can control their actions and their reactions, but not the actions and reactions of others. And that includes, you guessed correctly, your customers. We try to influence, we try to persuade, we never try to manipulate, but we cannot control your customers' reactions. So to be more resilient in sales, you need to take responsibility for how you manage and how you conduct yourself. Blaming others for your mistakes makes you actually weak. I worked with one guy many years ago, and he was always blaming customers how they don't understand the technology, how they don't understand his offering. Well, maybe it's you. Like, occasionally, yes, it can happen. But if each and every account has the same questions, well, maybe it's you. And he was blaming others many times for their mistakes or for not reaching the level of success he desired. It makes you weak. So taking responsibility for yourself, for your actions, for your proactive approach to situation, it makes you strong and focuses your control on yourself. Second point is, see change as an opportunity. So the real question here is change good or is change bad? What do you think? To build resiliency, you need to answer that question by knowing that change is an opportunity for both good and bad. When a salesperson sees change as being forced on them, they lose their control of the situation. But resilience requires a totally different approach. Resilient salespeople see change as an opportunity to learn and grow. And unfortunately, I had a call a few days ago, and the gentleman, the salesperson, he was still complaining about how hard it is to sell during pandemic, how the pandemic changed the rules of behavior. Unfortunately, we are now 19, 20 months in this pandemic. So I'm recording this in early November of 2021. So it's here. It didn't start yesterday. It's been 20 months. So finally, it's a change. You like it or you hate it, but it's an opportunity for you to learn something, to grow, and try to adapt yourself to the change. What else can you do, right? I mean, we can complain, but still we need to do our job. And we need to find a way, instead of face-to-face conversations with our customers, we need to find a way to engage them through WebEx, through Zoom, through phone calls, whatever it is. You know, you're missing the physical contact. I understand that fully. But what can you do? How can you learn how to actually improve your conversations, your questioning strategies with your customers, your handling objections, even if you don't see them. Next point is all about having goals. You cannot learn to recover from any setbacks in your life if you don't have goals. Same thing, it's with salespeople, right? Otherwise, you may spend your whole career and your whole life reacting to things that don't improve your experiences or help you reach your personal goals. So, having goals helps you focus, it helps you avoid distractions, and helps you stay committed, making you more resilient salesperson. So create your own goals, not your company goals, but your own personal goals. What do you want to do in the next quarter, 2 quarters, up to the end of the year, or in the next 5 years? Your personal goals. Point number 4, learn from success and learn from failure. I actually have my kids, I have small kids, and they have a book, Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn. And I love the title because many salespeople should read books like that regularly, every month at least. Resilience is a skill that comes partly from the knowledge you gain with each success and each failure. Of course, if you don't learn based on your mistakes, if you will start repeating them. And when you repeat them, guess what? You will never, ever improve. When you accept your personal responsibility for your actions, your successes and failures depend solely on you. So each time you succeed, you learn ways to improve your career in sales and also improve your life. And this helps you grow and this helps you to achieve much more. Not just in your career, in life. So when you fail, instead of belittling yourself, use your failure as an opportunity to discard what does not work. And learn new ones, new ways to overcome obstacles that you experience when selling. Way number 5, get support. As you know, life has many challenges. Getting support from others helps you overcome your sales career challenges and be resilient when faced with difficulty. Seeking others out for knowledge, through education, through mentoring, it helps you build your personal resilience. Knowing you have trusted colleagues or managers or even friends or family, it can help motivate you, keep you focused on your goals in selling. So turn around, look around yourself, even in your home office, and think about who can be your support person. Whom can you reach out to? With which person you can actually share the bad stories that you experience, the adversity, the challenges, and all the frustrations that you sometimes feel. get the support. Nobody should be a sole island all alone in the world. We should get support. Take action. Now, this is easy for salespeople because without any action, nothing will ever happen, right? So we need to be proactive. That's the definition of salesperson. But one more thing I want to add about taking action. Resilient salespeople never give up. They find different ways to achieve their goals, personal or corporate goals, despite all the setbacks and despite all difficulties they experience. Customers change their behavior. You know, in your account, maybe they change the CFO and becomes a totally different person. And of course, it's a big setback. It could be a big setback, but it's more about how you approach the situation. Resiliency requires action to create the opportunity for you to learn and grow. Allowing your circumstances to dictate your responses is not really an action. Action involves trying new things and making the changes necessary to succeed. What kind of strategies you know or you learn that can help you overcome adversity with your clients? For example, in my trainings, I'm going through ABC method, the ladder of decision. We go through emotional intelligence for salespeople because it's a very important part of being resilient. And also there is the IO model, impartial observance model, where we try to slice the big problem into smaller pieces to swallow it easier. So whatever it is, whatever strategies you learn, take action. Next one, it's fairly easy, right? Be optimistic. So just don't be negative, right? No, I don't mean that. But realistic optimism is necessary for resiliency in sales. Overly optimistic people don't adjust their plan when they need to make changes to reach a goal. And pessimistic people rarely stay committed to their goals because they don't believe they can achieve them. So realistic optimism is required for salespeople to be resilient when obstacles arise, when customers become extra difficult, when the unexpected things happen. Then you are approaching things with your realistic optimism. Now, before I continue, one little piece of information I would like to share with you. Mental toughness and resilience are very similar, but mental toughness is when you are prepared for the upcoming difficult challenge in front of you. Resilience is kicking in when something unexpected happens. How do you react? How do you bounce back from negativity, from adversity? So there are very similar, two similar things, but mental toughness is more being prepared for known situation. For example, you have a big meeting with CFO next week, so you are mentally preparing for that meeting. And resiliency kicks in when something unexpected happens, unexpected situation, unexpected question, unexpected problem. Then how do you react and how do you bounce back from this new difficulty in front of you? Number seven now? Have patience. Easier said than done. Especially, I work with so many salespeople. I manage a team of non-patient salespeople. What I mean by that is this. You know, when you ask salespeople when you want to close the deal, well, if not today, tomorrow, right? Even if a sales cycle is like 18 months long. Right? We all try to chase low-hanging fruit. But building resiliency involves allowing yourself the time needed to reach your goals. Your long-term goals, like starting from finishing your education, maybe losing weight, going to gym, buying a house. That all takes time to achieve. Closing the deal, that's 18 months, in a first month of 18-month sales cycle. Guess what? You need to be patient. So patience allows you to stay focused on your goals even when you make mistakes or when you need more time to meet them. So the resiliency you build with patience can help you in your sales career and help you in your life and can help with your professional goals. So that was actually point number 8. Let me revise quickly. So there are 8 ways that you can start building and growing your resiliency. Take responsibility. See change as an opportunity. Have goals for yourself. Then point number 4, learn from success, but also learn from failure. Take the lesson from any failure you experience. Get support. Take action. Be proactive, of course, no matter what happens, right? Just simply don't give up. Be optimistic. And this is realistic optimism. That's what's required here when obstacles arise. And the last point was have patience. Please work on all these 8 ways and you can start building and grow resiliency. There are many techniques. I have them even in my training, many different techniques that you can start learning that can help you overcome negativity when it creeps in and start thinking more positive about situation with a little more optimism. But the message here is this. Yes, you can build your resilience in sales. And yes, you can grow from it. By focusing on these skills, which you need to develop to become more resilient in your day-to-day sales activities, then you can grow as a salesperson, you can grow as a person, as a human being, and you can improve your career and your life. I know, it's easier said than done, but start slow. Take one of these 8 ways. Maybe take responsibility is a good start for you. Or pick another one. Maybe you're not learning enough from your successes and failures. Or realistic optimism. It's hard to remind yourself when the situation is very dark, when customers throw things at you that you really did not expect. Whatever it is, start slow and start building from it. You, me, anybody can build resiliency. It's not the thing that you are born with and you can never develop. That's not close to truth at all. You can build your resilience in sales and you can grow from it. So I'm really wondering right now, what are you thinking about your resiliency? What do you do to build your resiliency on a weekly basis, on a regular basis, and how you handle extremely difficult situations that you did never expect to actually show up in your sales job? What do you do about it? Reach out to me via LinkedIn. Reach out here through salesiseasy.com website, through the contact form, and I'll be more than interested to even interview or feature your question or feature your answer in the upcoming podcast. And please make sure to subscribe to this podcast. This is podcast number 50. I'm very excited about that. And we are not giving up. We're going to be there with lots of good things about emotional intelligence for salespeople, about resiliency for salespeople, mental toughness, and all the other things that can help you reframe negative mindset and build in stronger growth mindset that's so necessary in the 21st century. So thank you for listening. This is Alan Meyer, and I hope you will subscribe to it and send me your questions anytime. Happy selling!
I'm DC. I host the Rock Podcast, Back to the Arena, The Interviews. It's about a 30-minute podcast where I talk one-on-one with a band who has released new music. You can find us on all the best podcast sites like Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, and more. If you're a rock fan like me, subscribe today to Back to the Arena, The Interviews.
Electric Acid. Hey, guys. It's Miriam Love here, and I want to share something very special with you. Check out my new release, All In, the Spanish Remixes, out now on Electric House Records. And always remember, be love, share love, all love.
Available now wherever you listen to music.